この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy
And this is Vicky.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. And we are coming at you with an Artist of the Month for July 2024. And this month we are excited to feature our band, which is Junkie 58%.
So a little background about this band. This is a trio, a really hard-hitting band, punk band or American punk band based in Osaka.They are an all-female group consisting of the guitarist, Mao, bassist, Moe, and drummer, Chi, with each member contributing frequently to vocals. In other words, there is not necessarily a main vocalist.
And this is pretty interesting, considering that more often than not, you find at least one member not contributing to vocals in a band such as this.That normally leads to there being a so-called leader of the group, but with Junkie 58%, that is not quite accurate. Power, or at least power in terms of vocals, is distributed more evenly throughout the trio. This is certainly true as each member packs a very big punch. You will often find each member taking extended choruses or even solos.
They formed back in June 2018, meaning they just finished celebrating their 6-year anniversary.
Wow. Omedetou, girls.
Omedetou.
Yay! Yay! They had their first live performances directly following their formation starting in July of 2018. This is also slightly unique since many groups do not have their first live until months or sometimes years after their official status as a band. This is typically because it takes time to record enough music and sometimes to get enough of a following. It can also be a while for a band before they find their sound.But this doesn't seem to be an issue for Junkie 58%.
The trio has a knack for bizarre and even curious titles for quite literally everything. Whether it is a song title, an album, or even an entire tour, they have a creative attitude and you can see it yourself on their social media. You will discover more of these name choices as we go through our set list. So for now, just take our word for it.For example, their first tour was titled Tour That Doesn't Know Gender Because It's a Baby, and there are many, many more titles that we're excited to show you today.
But before we continue with the rest of our Junkie 58% breakdown jam out, we do have a few announcements. Are you an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? You can reach out to our music director, Nola,by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That, of course, is nola@jtop10.jp. And we might be able to feature you in a future episode. We are always looking to feature great talent, such as the likes of Junkie 58% and other, you know, people who are making indie Japanese music as well. So definitely see our website for more information.And without further ado, why don't we get into one of those titles? Right at the top, we have a song titled Go Away from September 7th, 2022.
I can't
Go Away is the third track on the group's second album titled Stand Out.
Fun fact, another fun fact today, it is also the only song on this album to be capitalized at the beginning. Every other song on the album, however, just like most of their others, are all lowercase. So Tumblr vibes, social media, blog vibes, yes.
Yep, absolutely. They got the memo. They got the punk rock, cool people, cool girls, all lowercase.
definitely. All lowercase, so you don't have to press caps. But I guess today they did press shift on your keyboard. Wow.
They did. Thank you so much for your effort. And every year the group hosts a special event called the 58th Day, which sounds really daunting, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It is actually held on August 5th, that is 5/8 if you're using the day month system. And it will also, of course, be held this year as well. They will have a summer festival party and plan to give more details, quote, at a later date. You can reserve a spot by emailing or DMing them for that information, and that can be found on their website, which is junkie58.com. That sounds so cool.
So when will you come to Kansai to go to one of their performances?
It sounds like I'm coming August 5th this year to go to a summer festival party.
Cool, because definitely, so the first week of August, aside from many summer festivals, there are also many other festivals, such as boat racing festivals. So if you want to have an all-encompassing Japanese summer experience, you just have to fly in on, you know, August 5th if you're from outside of Japan. You know, we can get everything in the full summer experience, 24 hours, including the summer festival party.
That's perfect. I think nothing sounds more enticing than getting on a plane for 12 hours and then doing 24 hours straight and then going back home.
Yeah, it's a punk lifestyle. 24 hours, party,
true.
Party.
Honestly, you got me there. Now I have to. I simply must.
Yeah, you have to come. But before we plan more summer experiences, especially with some great music and a great trio, we have another announcement. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. Again, jtop10.jp/join for more details. If you love Japanese music culture, this will really be a great opportunity for you, and maybe you'll get to find some new artists as well as some catchy new songs to listen to. So, back to our countdown. We have American City released on August 9th, 2019.
Bye.
That was American City. The lyrics for the song go, "Oh, oh my, my God, 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 you're loving the American city."
Now, just a quick question up top. Which American city do you think this is? Is it just the American city?
I think maybe a fantasy American city, like utopia American city. What do you think? Do you think it's like Chicago or Boston? Like, what vibes are you getting?
I'm biased just because I'm currently in Chicago. So I have immediately added this to my playlist for, you know, walking around Chicago. I'm like, you know what? This is about Chicago and my experience here.
So now you have like the main character energy. If you're a listener who wants to like have like an idea of American City, I was thinking Boston, but I'm like, I'm also like biased. But, you know, it depends. We can turn anywhere, even Inaka Kansai, into an American city, right?
Honestly, yeah. I think it's really a state of mind if you think about it.
An aesthetic, yep, definitely.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, they achieve the aesthetic throughout the music video, which is a combination of them at a Japanese airport with luggage and performing the song at various venues and locations, including the inside of a car and on an American school bus.
Okay, I have not seen a single American school bus here in Japan, so I will have to stock one out. But nevertheless, Junkie 58% was the 2020 Osaka Muse Tournament winner. Osaka Muse is an event space that also hosts a number of parties, competitions, concerts, and events. And I really recommend if you ever come to Japan, please visit Osaka Muse at least once. But we all know Osaka is a really big city. And of course, it's easy to get lost in Osaka.
Definitely. But that should not deter you because it is a great town and it's filled with very vibrant people who are always ready to get down. So yeah, it's definitely worthwhile in my book.
Same.
Our girls also attended the 2020 Big Cat final competition. And unfortunately, I don't have much more information on what that means, but I'm sure that they were striking in their performances just as they were in the 2020 Osaka Muse Tournament.
Definitely. And if you ever watch some of their videos on YouTube of their live performances, of course you see the audience is always vibing out, dancing. So of course, going to one of their either tournament performances or just regular performances is a must in my book.
Yeah, definitely. I've, over the course of, you know, learning about them and discovering their music, I hope that they would someday maybe think about touring America, or at least, you know, having a show here or something. I think I would love to be able to see their, you know, interaction with the broader international audience. I think even on their website, I was reading earlier that they hope to bring smiles to people around the world is one of the little quotes that I saw them saying on their website. So hopefully they will do that. They'll come to my American city and perform American City.
Gambatte girls, please, please tour the world.
Definitely. Well, the girls aren't the only people who are going to do their best. We are also hoping that all of our listeners and anyone who may want to advertise will also do their best. They could do this by marketing their brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. For those full details, you can find them at jtop10.jp, that's JTOP10.jp. Well, without further ado, we are reaching the... we've reached the penultimate song on our list, and that would be It's a Showtime from September 22nd, 2021. It's a showtime!
Yeah.
That again was It's a Showtime. Now, this is actually the second song that appears on their first album, Naked.
If you ever have a chance, you should definitely go to see this band perform live. They have a lot of energy, and that's an understatement. They have a whole lot of ginky punk energy, and they're super locked in. I'm pretty sure you'll have a great time because they have a lot of live recordings of their concerts on their website, as well as YouTube, if you want to see a little bit before you try to go in person. You can really tell how happy they all are to be making this kind of music on stage with each other, and fingers crossed, I really, really want to see them live.
Yes, their energy is absolutely palpable. And yeah, it made me, like you were mentioning earlier, it really made me want to get out in the summer heat and just jam. I think that is something that I haven't felt in a long time listening to groups. So that's an exciting energy I'd like to capture.
Ganky punk energy. Yay!
Yay! All right. Well, Junkie 58% also has a demo single, which is not found on any streaming platforms. And it contains just two songs, one titled Crazy Love and See You Again, which was released on July 4th, 2019. Wow. Happy anniversary almost.
Wow. Happy anniversary. Do you think that they were trying to go for like American punk vibes for July 4th? That's my question.
I think you nailed it right on the head. I think they said, you know what? Independence Day, I see you. And what I have for you is crazy love and see you again next year and the year after that.
Just don't take out the fireworks yet. Don't take out the fireworks.
No, not yet.
But before we get to our number one song, we have an announcement. So do you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club starting at just $1 a month and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. So, once more, jtop10.jp/club for more information.
All right, but before we get to our last song for this Artist of the Month countdown on Junkie 58%, we do have some exciting news for our listeners. A little over 2 weeks from now, Haley and Louisa will be bringing you July's hottest hits from Japan with the latest top 10 episode. So look forward to that.
So yes, definitely in the hot summer of July, if you are in Japan or in America or Canada, but we have an extremely hot hit. At number one, we have Every Day, released on September 21st, 2022.
I'm not afraid to die.
was our number one song, Every Day. This song is very upbeat and feel-good, which is also reflected in the music video. It follows Chi and the group going on motorcycle rides, visiting the beach, and also barbecuing and having fun with fireworks. So definitely summer vibes are coming through in their music video.
Yeah, again, I mean, this is the perfect song. This is just a blueprint for what I need to be doing this weekend. Yes, and the album cover for this single version of this song is quite striking. It has cutouts of the band members' faces on a sparkly pink background with them making very silly faces. And it's something we haven't mentioned up until this point, but I found the branding of their album art and things to be quite... It really embraces the do-it-yourself kind of punk aesthetic that I appreciate in rising star bands like this. And I hope it's something that they don't lose as they continue to get even more fans and followers.
And building off of that, they're so unique. As we have said many, many times, they're super unique because they blend punk with, of course, Kansai vibes, as well as sometimes sparkly pink backgrounds, Hello Kitty punk, as I like to call it. So, very unique. And this is a relatively new group that is still waiting for the time to make it big. So, although they really have the personalities, the persona, the vibes, this hasn't stopped them from continuing to release music and perform live concerts. But it does mean there is also not too much information about them among popular media. So, fingers crossed, maybe NHK or another big broadcaster will interview them so we can learn more about this very exciting trio.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be amazing when they make their Kohaku Utagatsen debut. And we will say, we talked about them. We can just revel in the success of these talented and vibrant young ladies doing cool things with punk.
Yeah, we need to get the punk pom-poms out so we can be their cheerleaders.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. I will start crafting them. Yep.
Yeah, same. I'm gonna go for the pink glitter, yes.
Okay, great. I'll bring, like, I don't know, the leathery, the punky type, spiky vibe.
We have to have all the vibes together. It will just be Kansai on fire, but with a punk background, right?
Yeah, Kansai on fire, like, in a good way, not in a bad way.
Summer fire. But summer fire. Please stay hydrated. The fire also needs some water, but we're not scientists here, right?
No. We are simply people enjoying punk music from Junkie 58%. And yeah, I really enjoyed getting to do this episode with you today, and hopefully our listeners did too.
Yes, and thank you so much, Andy, for making me laugh so much, as well as as the great music of Junkie 58% for the headbanging workout I had before recording. So
All righty, well, as Vicky said, definitely keep it cool, and we will catch you on the next one.
Bye-bye, Johnny!
Johnny, bye-bye! Japan Top 10.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.